With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. First came France, then it was Britain and Canada, now it's Australia.
Australia will recognise the right of the Palestinian people to a state of their own.
Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese heard on the BBC. His remarks come as Israel's leader speaks out about the ongoing war in Gaza.
At a news conference Sunday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu defended a military expansion in Gaza, saying Israel has no choice but to finish the job and complete the defeat of Hamas.
Our goal is not to occupy Gaza. Our goal is to free Gaza, free it from Hamas terrorists.
That report from correspondent Donna Warder. Pressing his focus on cleaning up Washington, D.C. and further reducing the capital city's crime rate, President Trump is staging what he calls a press conference on crime and beautification due to start shortly.
Crime is ridiculous.
On Thursday, the president directed an increased federal law enforcement presence.
You're going to be safe walking down streets. You're not going to get mugged.
On True Social Sunday, the president criticized the district as full of tents, squalor, filth, and crime, and seems to have been set off by the attempted carjacking and beating of Edward Korestein, a 19-year-old former Doge technology staffer now working for the Social Security Administration. Police caught and arrested two 15-year-olds as the crime was happening and said they were looking for a group of others. And over the weekend, FBI agents in flak jackets were seen patrolling the lively U Street corridor. Jennifer King, Washington.
Investigators working on determining the cause of the Sunday house fire. It killed six people. Four children and two adults died in that blaze in Waldorf, Maryland. Watching Wall Street, stocks have turned mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up about 86 points, while the NASDAQ is down 37, the S&P trading 1 point higher. This is SRN News. Atheists attack the Army.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation is demanding that the U.S. Military Academy at West Point remove the school crest from Bibles that are made available to the cadets. A formal letter of protest has been sent to Army Secretary Daniel Driscoll, calling the Bibles a violation of the so-called separation of church and state. The secretary is not backing down, however, telling Fox News that the Bibles encourage the West Point credo of duty, honor, country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Air Force will deny early retirement options for transgender service members with 15 to 18 years of service. Instead, they're being separated without retirement benefits. This decision means transgender service members must choose between a lump sum separation payment or leaving the service without benefits. An Air Force spokesman confirms that no exceptions to this policy have been approved. This is SRN News. A fender bender in Atlanta.
Delta says one of its planes clipped another aircraft while pushing back from the gate in Atlanta over the weekend. The airline says the wing of the plane reportedly made contact with an empty aircraft. That flight was scheduled to travel from Atlanta to Guatemala City. Passengers were transferred to another plane following a slight delay. No injuries were reported. Jason Walker reporting.
London police say a total of 532 people were arrested over the weekend when supporters of a pro-Palestinian group, recently outlawed as a terrorist organization, intentionally broke the law to test the UK government's ability to enforce the ban. The vast majority of those detained were arrested for displaying signs declaring their support for the group in violation of the UK's anti-terror laws. More details at srnnews.com.